This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
He changes everything. And I remember when the Knicks were struggling in those games against Boston, and some optimistic Knicks fans would say, well, Mitch isn't here. Mm-hmm. And my response would be, all right, but is Mitch ever going to come back? Is he ever going to stay healthy? And what kind of difference is he truly going to make? Like, yeah, they're going to be better defensively, but how impactful is it? Right. And watching this postseason, the answer is incredibly impactful.
Yeah.
I mean, where are the Knicks without Mitchell Robinson in this postseason?
Yeah,
I could argue they get knocked out early.
You're right, but the challenge of, like, when you look at this game, Jalen Brunson scored 43 points.
I understand.
Cat scored 35. You know what I mean? Yeah. In what world did the Knicks' two best scorers dominate offensively, and they still lose? And so it just goes to show you that every step in the postseason is it's harder to win. Right, so you can have an exceptional game, but if there are three or four issues with two other guys, you're going to lose. And so, the Knicks, they have a lot to look at this game and say, hey, we did this really well. But there's too much in critical moments that they didn't do well. And part of it's coaching and preparation. Another part of it is just playing dumb. They played dumb.
Yeah, and that's happened too much this season.
Yes.
I mentioned earlier that there are people, and I feel for them, who last night, it's a Wednesday night, the tip-off's after 8 o'clock. It's after 10:30. Mm-hmm. The Knicks are up by 14 with 2.5 minutes to go. The game is over. You shut the TV off. It happens. And I am so curious if anybody will call up today and admit that they did that and they went to sleep because they were tired and the game was over. Well, we are now joined by Brandon and Merrick, who shut the game off up 14. Brandon, take me through your evening.
Hey, gentlemen. I do want to apologize. I had a very long day yesterday.
I understand.
But it was a great sports night because I got to watch my Metsies win. Yeah. I had both games going on in the living room. I was feeling comfortable. So I was like, it's time to go to bed. I'll watch the end of the game. And literally it was 14 up. And I fell asleep. I woke up, put on Mike Woods in the morning to check the weather, and I see scrolling along the bottom, Indiana 138, the Knicks 135. it was like Netflix and chill with your special lady friend. You had a wonderful night. And you wake up the following morning and you see she's got a text message from her side piece.
When you saw the final score, did you go back and watch any of it, or was it just like utter shock? Like, how'd you handle finding out the news?
I was literally in shock. I went right to Twitter. I went to find whatever I could, how they imploded. And it was like a gut punch. It really was. I can't. And I don't want to, you know, nobody's this important, but if I jinxed it, I just want to apologize to all of your listeners. I want to apologize to
I'm sure you weren't the only one. Brendan, I don't think you were only one.
Well,
you're the only one who's admitting.
Yes.
Because I think that there are people too proud to ever say, yeah, playoff game up by 14, I fell asleep. But he started off by saying the right thing, and this is what people can relate to. He had a long day. Mm-hmm. A lot of us have long days. Like, it happens. And sometimes you don't even plan on doing it.
Right.
Your eyes just close and you fall asleep. It's had to have happened to all of us. Has it happened to you before, Sean?
Not since I was an adult, no. Not for my teams. My teams, I got to see till the end.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I went to sleep during the Lyrics game. My dad didn't let me hear the end of it, and I never did it again.
I had a game. It's kind of the opposite, though, of what he went through. It was a Nets-West Coast game during the Durant era, and James Harden went off. It was during the peak of James Harden, and I dozed out, and I woke up as I was seeing they were winning, right. And I very quickly rewinded it so I could enjoy the moment.
Not a playoff game, though.
Not a playoff game, no. It was a regular season West Coast game. I was tired,
This is Eastern Conference Final.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This is hard to like. I wonder what happens. I'll find out tomorrow. Like, that's hard.
But I don't think that's what he did. He said they're up by 14 with 2.5 minutes to go. Thought it was over.
Evan, how many, all jokes aside, no-hitters have the Mets pitched in their franchise's history?
They have had 2 no-hitters in their history.
Both were at Citi Field.
That is correct.
Okay, so both were on the Eastern time zone?
Correct.
Mm. Evan Roberts slept through the second one.
That's different, though.
You went to bed at 7 o'clock.
No, but here's...
You missed the baseball.
Here's the difference.
please say you were hammered or something.
No. And there's a real difference. I watch every Met game, not every Met game, but most Met games on DVR, correct?
Yeah.
Right? I watch every game on DVR.
Okay.
Like, the last 2 Met Red Sox games, I didn't end on time. I was behind. When I got home on that Friday night, and this happens, I'd say, like, once a month. So this is a regular occurrence. I'm so tired. I say, I'm going to start this game in a few hours. I got to get some sleep in. So I didn't fall asleep to the Met game. I went to sleep on DVR. I woke up at about, this is in my book, My Mets Bible, so I've written about this very open and honestly. I woke up at probably like 1 a.m. And I said, okay, good to go. And I watched the Tyler McGill combined no-hitter on DVR.
Mm.
That is not the same. Because it was a planned thing, and I didn't miss it. I watched it. It was a few hours late.
I know, but Evan.
You can't say that's the same thing.
But you are one of those people that if they ever pitch a perfect game or even another no-hitter, you want to be awake for it.
100%. So
you,
I mean, that's the
risk. You ran the risk.
Look, anytime you do that, which again, I do a couple of times a year. I don't even know if it's once a month, maybe once every 2 months. You always run the risk. But that is far different. Yeah, I mean, it's not even on the same planet as 13-point lead in a playoff game and you fall asleep or you say it's over, I'm going to sleep. Like, this was a premeditated, I'm so tired, let me sleep, I'll wake up, I'll watch it on DVR. And I've got a long list of sporting events that I've watched on delay. That ain't the only one, and I'll give you a playoff game. I was on a plane, couldn't get out of it, Teak, football. Jets, Chargers.
That's right.
What do you mean you couldn't get out?
I couldn't get out. So I was booked on a flight from Las Vegas back to New York City. In the middle of Jets Chargers back in the 2004 season.
What do you mean you couldn't get out of your flight?
Couldn't get out of my flight. I actually tried to change my flight because I didn't want to miss a Jet playoff game.
Okay.
They're very rare.
So what?
So I looked into changing it. It was going to cost me like $1,300. I couldn't afford it. So then.
Oh, I got you.
My dad says to me, here's what you're going to do. Go on the plane. Put your headphones on. I'm going to tape it. This was even before DVR. I didn't have DVR. I'm going to tape it. I'm going to pick you up from the airport. We'll go back to the house, his house, because I wasn't living there. We'll watch the game. I said, you know what? We'll do it. And I went on the airplane.
Is that what started this? Is this what started your weird obsession with taping games and watching them in the middle of the night?
I think what started my obsession is a year later I was doing nights in radio. Mm. And the only way I'd be able to watch my team is DVR. And that's when DVR came out. This was just circumstances of I'm on an airplane and I couldn't change the flight. And so I got through it. I got to the house and I watched Jets Chargers. I watched Nate Kading miss a couple of field goals. It was great. Eric Barton's personal foul penalty. Like, I saw it all. So that is far different than falling asleep. Which I'm telling you, Brandon ain't the only one. He's just the only one with enough guts to call up Sports Talk Radio and admit it.
Right. Brendan.
Brendan.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something else. It would not surprise me if Tiki fell asleep and he's not telling us.
I was in bed for sure.
You were in bed.
I said I was sleeping.
I mean, there's a chance. 14-point lead, 2.5 minutes to go. Let me just flip on over and see what Jon Stewart's about to talk about on The Daily Show.
A couple of whiskeys in.
It's entirely possible. Let's go to Matt in Bloomfield. How are you, Matt?
I'm good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Good. Well, thanks for calling, man.
Yeah. First thing I wanted to say was just everybody needs, Knicks Nation needs to take a deep breath in through their nose, out through their mouth. If you watch this team all year, right, they're excellent at going to the tape, learning from their mistakes, adjusting where they need to adjust, and coming back out, you know, and being hounds on defense.
No doubt about that.
So I think that, you know, look, shouldn't have happened last night. You guys touched on every single reason already. There's no reason to rehash all of the things that could have gone one way or could have gone another. You know, you talk about Brunson making that pass with 19 seconds left on the shot clock. He was wide open. If he slams that through the hole, nobody's having that conversation.
I know you're right about that, like if you score, but I go back a few plays earlier to kind of back up that I would still complain about it. When Karl Anthony Towns hit the layup with 41 seconds to go, it was another example of them not using the clock. Yeah. And because the Pacers were then making threes, and they were making threes, you kind of let them... You cut down time, but not by enough, and you let them gain on you. And I think at that point in the game, yeah, if you get points, great, but isn't it more important, especially when the clock is your benefit,
right. The
to
clock
milk
is
it.
Your friend.
Yeah, use it to your benefit.
Yeah, it's almost like it's offense that's not productive. It's offense just for offensive sake. And instead of, and the Pacers know this, they played with a high IQ. Like, they knew that they had a hot shooter in Nesmith, and all they had to do was find a way to get him open. By the way, why he had so much space, I have no idea. Why the switching stopped in the second in the fourth quarter, I have no idea. But the Pacers took advantage of the Knicks playing stupid. And so when I said earlier, you give them credit, you got to give them credit. Because they knew that the Knicks were going to just go take shots early in the shot clock, because that's what they did against Boston. And then, ultimately, all they had to do was make their shots, and they would win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.